Now, also this week, scientists at the University of Würzburg in Germany have teamed up with their colleagues in Leipzig and also in Paris, and they've found that the cries that young and newborn babies emit actually mirror their mother's accents. And to tell us how they've discovered that, we're joined now by Kathleen Wurmke, who's the head of the Centre for Pre-Speech Development and Development Disorders, and she's at the University Hospital of Würzburg. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist.
Thank you.
What's this study actually show?
The study actually showed an extremely early impact of the surrounding language of native language a fetus was exposed to in the womb, and this is of course new because we knew since many researchers investigated that during the last years that infants are sensitive to prosodic features of the native language long before they are born, and that they memorize those patterns as a newborn. But it was not known that they are capable so early also not only to memorize but also to reproduce those patterns in their own cries.
How did you do the study?
We recorded the cries of the newborns in Paris and in Berlin in Germany, and then we came back to our laboratory acoustic lab, and we analyzed the frequency spectrograms and the melody contours of the cries, normalized type cry time because not each cry has the same duration. And then we looked for at what time point the pitch maximum, the melody maximum was reached. Was that more at the beginning or more at the end of a cry? And so we could compare between the groups of German and French infants according to their melody contour, having either a rising or a falling contour.
Shall we have a listen to some of them?
Okay.
Well, you sent us some of the recordings you made. So first of all, I'll play the rising cry.
Okay.
Play that again. And here's a falling cry. So that's basically one that goes down at the end rather than going up as it goes along. How does that mirror the native language spoken by the mothers of those babies?
It mirrors it because French intonation is characterized by a pitch rise toward the end of several kinds of prosodic units, of words or phrases, whereas German typically exhibit a falling melody contour.
And so why do you think that the babies, when they've got a lot going on in their lives when they're newborns, why should they prioritise being able to mimic mum in this way? Why does this give them benefit?
We think that this observed behaviour is just simply a reflection of the special aptitude human infants have to acquire language. They are hardwired to acquire language, and we know that they have a special sensitivity for melodies and rhythms already being a fetus and then also being born. So we think this is just showing how early language development starts in human infants based on their brain mechanisms and genetic programs to acquire language.
Is this language that they're acquiring in utero, so while they're inside mum and towards the end of pregnancy, they're listening to the sounds and vibrations from her voice being transmitted to them while they're inside, and that's where they learn to mimic before they've even been born?
Yeah, that's what we guess, because they are able to listen for 3 months at least, being in a womb, and they had only 1 or 2 days after delivery. But of course, we are not sure. Maybe this 1 or 2 days after delivery were enough to learn the specific intonation patterns of their surrounding language. We are not sure, but we guess that most important are the 3 months prenatally.
And in animals?
In animals, it is known that they have already a lot of prenatal auditive learning. But I'm not sure if anybody checked already the postnatal, the very, very early postnatal impact of those prenatal learning processes. But I'm sure it should be observable in animals too.
And one of the things you say in your paper is that if a baby sounds like mum, she's more likely to bond with it. That seems reasonable.
Probably, yeah. We have no, of course, we don't know, but according to the theoretical implication that study and other studies have, it might be that this really fosters bonding between the newborn and the mother, but seems to be rather unintentional because being just a reflection of the capabilities the human infant has from his genetic programs and behavioral mechanisms.
Thank you very much. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Kathleen. That was Kathleen Wurmke, who's at the University of Würzburg. She was explaining how babies perceive the general tone of their native language and mimic it even before they're born.